Good morning. Once again, welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 12 at FM 101.7. Craig Montana with you here, as always, being joined by people in the studio with events happening around the area, Brenham and Washington County. And today's event is coming up in the near future, the Summer Sip and Art Walk in downtown Brenham. And joining us today is Jennifer Eckerman. And good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in and talking with us today. So first off, let's talk about what it is. What is your tie-in to the Summer Sip and Art Walk?
I am the Tourism and Marketing Director for the City of Brenham. I work with the Main Street Program and with Visit Brenham, our DMO, our Destination Marketing Organization here.
Okay. And so anything that happens, you know, if people want to visit Brenham in the area, you know, you kind of got your hands on helping people
That's
out.
Right. It's a lot of fun. It's a challenging time, of course. I think the tourism industry is one of the industries that has been hit the hardest with COVID, like so many. But there's, you know, we're trying to have a lot of fun things to offer people, and we're excited about offering a summer sip and art walk that was postponed from the summer, but we're going to do it September 12th, Saturday, September 12th from 3 to 7 p.m., and we have a limited number of glasses on sale, so people can easily social distance. If they feel like there are too many people in one store, they can go to the next to be able to sample and see the art that's on display.
And this event has been happening, you guys have been doing this for a few years now, this Summer Sip and Art Walk. It's a little bit different this year than has been in years past.
It is. We were doing the Summer Sip as a wine walk, and this year we added art to the event. And so each of the participating merchants have either an artist or at least some art that's on display, just a wide variety of different types of art. And then each of the stores, instead of having wine, have each come up with a signature drink that they'll be sampling. So we have some neat ideas about how to make this safer. It'll be a little bit different than has been done in the past. The glass is a little bit different. It's not a wine glass. But instead of handing a glass off to be filled each time, we decided in our shopping bags that we're going to have small plastic cups so that everybody who comes has 24 different sampling cups so they can on their own take out a cup, have it have the sample poured into it, and so nobody else but the person drinking is even touching the cup.
Yeah.
So I think we've come up with a way to make this really safe, and yet you know, have found a way to let people live their lives and enjoy getting out with friends in a safe and but fun environment.
And of course, everybody else, they'll still get that kind of specialty, you know, annual glass.
Yes.
That normally get, but they just won't
exactly.
be using that. They'll have still have the separate ones to use.
That's correct. That's correct.
Go. So again, and of course, everybody have you know, probably a lot of stations, hand sanitizer, anything like that.
We do. We have some out downtown now, scattered throughout downtown, and we have eight. Scattered, and we'll have eight more that'll be placed out. So there'll be hand sanitizing stations along the route so that people from one end of the town to the other will have hand sanitizer available.
There you go. We mentioned, you know, about the beverages, the art, but also kind of a chance to get out and do a little bit of shopping as well, because a lot of the shops in downtown have some great things they have for sale as well.
They do. You know, we have the Uptown Swirl in January, and this event was added in the summer just a few years ago because it is a successful event. People tend to love to get out and enjoy going store to store with their friends and sampling some kind of beverage. But it's really great for the stores, and I think those participating are really looking forward to maybe seeing some people they haven't seen in a while. So it should be a really fun event. We have 24 different locations that will be sampling and have some kind of art also on display.
There you go. Well, you mentioned 24 locations. Where are people going to be going out through this Summer Sip?
We really have over on the east end, the farthest east location is the Brenham Heritage Museum, the depot over there. They'll be sampling a drink and have an art exhibit on display, and it goes, you know, in various stores all the way to the west to Herman's and Branded Boutique on Alamo in Maine. Mm-hmm. So it's really spread out throughout downtown, and so there's quite the, you know, a great opportunity to move around and not feel like you're in a crowd of people.
And of course, so being with all these different locations, there's also a map will be handed out for people. How do they get those maps?
Yes. So glasses are on sale. They are $25 right now and available at merchants. You can see the list of merchants participating on our website at downtownbrenham.com/sip. You can buy glasses there. You can see where you can go and buy glasses. I think there's a great variety of stores that are participating. So it should be really a great event and a way for people to get out and have some fun.
You know, people, you can purchase them online at downtownbrenham.com. How do they pick up their glasses if they order them online?
Those are the glasses that are ordered online can be picked up at the gazebo at the courthouse. But we want everybody to stop by there because that's where you pick up your shopping bag. There'll be some goodies from our great sponsors that are in the bags, but also all the plastic cups that people can use to get their samples at all the different locations. But the gazebo is where we want everybody to come day.
That'll be day of.
That'll be day of. And let me just mention, too, if there are additional glasses available, they'll be on sale there at the gazebo, but they are the price of the glass goes to $35
that day. And no guarantee
they'll guarantee they'll be there.
I think the biggest thing is the fact that there may not be any glasses for sale day of.
Exactly, because we are limiting. Supply. Yes, they're very limited supply.
There you go. And of course, you mentioned there'll be a day of to pick up the glasses at the gazebo. What time are you guys going to get out there to start setting that up?
Okay, so the event is 3 to 7. But we are always there and ready to hand out glasses that are ordered online by 2. So anybody who already has purchased a glass or plans to purchase a glass at one of the stores can be sure and come by so that they're ready, you know, get their shopping bag and be ready by 3 to get going.
But 3 o'clock is when they actually start doing the serving and everything else.
That's correct.
And is there a set route you have to go on, or can you kind of go your own direction, your own pace?
We encourage people to spread out. Go where, you know, whatever might look interesting to them. Because it helps keep the crowd smaller in each of the stores. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of just spread out. If we hear, sometimes we know or hear where people are meeting others or something, and we'll share that so maybe people can start on the other side. Either if they're heading down Alamo, we'll send them to Maine or out down, you know, maybe down to the depot. But just the goal is to really spread people out throughout downtown.
Now, there will be like a kind of a social media thing they can follow to get that information the day of. You guys will be on.
Yeah,
Facebook
you can. You can follow Downtown Brenham on Facebook or Instagram, and we'll be having that information out there for sure.
Okay, keep the information there for everybody. And if people have any questions about this, how do they go about getting those questions answered? Do they call somebody or just go to the website?
The website should answer most of the questions, but anybody's welcome to email us at info@downtownbrenham.com, and we'll be happy to get back to them and answer any questions that they might have that aren't answered there on the website.
Yeah. And you're mentioning 24 different kind of drinks. Say that somebody doesn't like that particular kind of drink. Do they have to sample, you know, all drinks?
Or
they
no, and just... you know, it's kind of like that, too, with the wine walk. It's like, you know, a lot of people like reds or they like whites. And we always have a map that lays out exactly what's being sampled at each location. And that's the same for the summer sip. So that on the map that's available at the gazebo, it shows what drink is being sampled and who the artist is at each location. But we have, of course, paintings. We have graphic designers, photographers. We have custom boot maker. There's pottery. There's metal art. There's jewelry. it's going to be, it's a wide variety. People will find things that they like, okay, for sure.
Let's talk about the artists. Are these all local artists, or are you kind of are pulling out from outlying areas?
I think it's primarily local artists, but some of the stores know artists, and it was really up to each store to find somebody who might, their work might tie in with the kind of merchandise that store has. But we also had help from the Downtown Art Gallery, who helped us find artists who were willing to go into stores or display their items at certain locations. So it's there's definitely a variety, but I would say that primarily there's a lot of local artists who are participating in the event.
Okay. All right, and again, that's all coming up September the 12th. What is the deadline to purchase your glasses for advance for this?
That glasses will be on sale online or in the stores for $25 through Thursday or Friday, the 10th, 11th. Mm-hmm. And then online sales will stop at 5 o'clock. And they'll start being $35 the day of the event.
Okay, so if you don't get them, you got to have until a couple weeks Friday.
Sure.
To
mm-hmm.
get those that $25, otherwise,
yeah.
$35 day of. And again,
that's
we
correct.
Mentioned still no guarantee. If they sell out in advance, you know, that's just.
That's just it, because we definitely are trying to limit the number of people who are participating.
There you go. And of course, this event that, you know, you've been doing it for a few years, it draws people from not just here, but, you know, around the state, you know, over in Houston and Austin and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will be coming to downtown for that to see this
event.
Hope
so. We're looking forward to seeing them.
There you go. All right. Anything else that we need to go over today? Anything else?
I did want to mention, yes, Craig, I did want to mention. That we have some of our restaurants who will be offering special deals for that day for participants. And that information will be on the maps that people can pick up there. And we also, of course, want to thank the sponsors of the event who help us put this on. Michael Ottman and Rob Knowles, Boss Lady Office Leasing, Lindy and Cameron, team of Coldwell Banker, Herman Furniture, The Kenny Store, and Skin Care by Sherry. So we appreciate their patience with us getting this this event back on, and we're just excited to be able to offer this, and hope it's a great kickoff to fall.
There you go. And of course, this is an event that was scheduled for earlier this year in the summer, but a little bit later on, but still going to be doing it and still going to have a lot of fun. Again, it's a Summer Sip Art Walk, shopping, drinks, arts. It sounds like
it's a great combination, isn't it?
It sounds like it'd be a fun time at downtown Brenham.
It will. I think it will.
It's kind of what you see in downtown Brenham anyway. You kind of get a little bit of it
right.
All throughout. And again, it's happening September the 12th from 3 to 7. And again, how do they get the glasses, and how much are those glasses going to cost? Again?
So the glasses are $25 through September 11th. There are 24 locations downtown that are selling the glasses currently. You can check downtownbrenham.com for those locations, and then also you can order the glasses online for the same price at the downtownbrenham.com site.
There you go, and downtownbrenham.com. That again, if you have questions, glass, anything about the summer, you find online on the
website.
You
can, or if not, then email info@downtownbrenham.com, and we'll get back to them.
You know, when we mentioned, of course, day of, follow them, follow you guys on Facebook and Instagram for any kind of updates. You know, kind of spread people out if they need to know. You know, there's a big gathering over here. Go over here, follow you guys there, and.
Sure, that's a great idea. Thank you for that, Craig.
There you go. All right, Jennifer Ackerman, thanks for coming in.
All right,
and talking
thank
with
you so much
today.
For having us. And, we're looking forward to it.
There you go. Good luck to the Summer Sip Art Walk coming up September the 12th. Thanks for joining us in for another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7. We'll do all again next Tuesday, and again another event happening around the area for us to talk about and let you know about here, and get the information out to the masses. Of course, if you're doing something, if you have an event, let us know about it. We want to know. Get your event out to the people. Give us a call here in the offices at 979-836-3655 or email promotions@ktex.com. That is Holly Ryder. She books these things out. Give us a couple weeks, a month out in advance. Always the best to get you scheduled on, booked in the Community Corner here on KWHI.